This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to Washington All United. Each Monday, we explore equity and opportunity in our community through our partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County. I'm David Fair, and this week we're going to dive into matters of local homelessness and how the pandemic has exacerbated existing issues. Our guest today is Dan Kelly, and Dan serves as the Executive Director of the Shelter Association of Washtenaw County, and thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave, for having me. I really appreciate it as well.
Dan, I want to kind of set a baseline for our conversation. If I have the numbers correct, prior to the pandemic, the Shelter Association was providing services to about an average of 1,200 individuals each year. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, on average, 1,200 people every year that we serve come into our doors that are on the streets and in need of help in Washtenaw County.
And in doing so, you're working within what I'm betting you would consider a rather constrained budget.
Yes. Every year, we have to raise significant funds in order to make sure we can provide the highest quality services for our guests. But we have to raise over almost $1.5 million in fundraising each year.
As coronavirus began to hit our area, and in March, we virtually shut down, most of us were abiding by those stay-at-home orders. For those without a home or apartment, COVID-19 made a difficult situation even worse. Since that time, capacity was reduced at the Delana Center in Ann Arbor, the shelter for the homeless. That allowed for social distancing and other safety measures that were needed to be put into place, but it also displaced some from being able to stay at the shelter when needed. What all was done to accommodate and help those in need?
Yeah, I'm very appreciative of that question. When the pandemic started, we had a commitment to not turning anybody away and to allowing those experiencing homelessness to shelter in place. And so we worked really hard, partnered with a number of organizations, including Public Health, Washtenaw County, and others, Washtenaw Housing Alliance, to open a number of off-site locations. And we also partnered with local congregations. At one point, we had 5 off-site locations, and we allowed for people to stay in place and shelter in place so they could have a place to call home temporarily. While we're still working with them on permanent housing, because that's obviously our number one goal,
right,
we didn't stop that. So while a lot of people were at home, we were at the shelter expanding our operations exponentially. In fact, since the COVID pandemic started, we've hired over 30 part-time staff to help with our expanded operations and really ramped up the number of people that we're serving to make sure that everybody, to your point, has that opportunity to not only have shelter, but also social distance and have daytime accommodations too. So it's been a really, really tall order, but we've met the challenge thus far, and I've been really proud of our team and the guests, quite honestly, because our shelter guests have been in this with us, and they've been taking this very seriously to keep everybody safe, and because it's really taken the whole community to make sure that we're keeping everybody safe and still moving them into permanent housing.
Yeah, and there's been very few reported cases of COVID-19 among those in need and among the staff, correct?
Yes, we're obviously still very hyper-diligent with our health and safety protocols, but we did have 2 cases back in March. Since that time, we've been doing ongoing testing and had, fortunately, no positive cases. I've been really proud of our guests and our staff. And one example I'll give you is, early on, when PPE was very difficult to get, especially masks, one of our guests online, he found a YouTube video where people were making masks with air filters for furnaces. So on his own, he went to Home Depot, bought a number of air filters, and then on the shelter floor, he started making masks for everybody. Just shows you that the incredible camaraderie.
It's rather inspirational,
isn't it? Together. Yeah.
Yeah. Washtenaw United continues on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Shelter Association of Washtenaw County Executive Director Dan Kelly. And again, Dan, we remain in the midst of this pandemic. It's caused distress in the areas of public health and the economy. Job loss has been tremendous. There's an increased number of people living with housing and food insecurity. There's a good possibility homelessness is going to increase. Have you seen that yet in Washtenaw County?
That's a great question. In fact, there are national studies that say that there could be up to a 40% increase in some communities. We're very aware of that here at the Shelter Association, and we have not seen any increases thus yet. I guess some minor increases, but the demand's still very high. We've served 669 people since the pandemic started, and also we're ramping up our services for the winter in case that increase occurs.
We know that both locally and nationally, COVID-19 has more dramatically impacted the African-American community, the Latinx community, and indigenous people. That is in great part attributed to systemic racism and the resulting lack of equal access. Do you see that play out in the shelter and through the other community services the Shelter Association provides?
Unfortunately, yes. Systemic racism, it exists, as you mentioned, in our community and nationally in our society, and it does play out at the shelter. One of the most alarming statistics is that only 12% of the population in Washtenaw County identifies as African American, but over 50% of our population does. So we're doing everything in our power. We have a racial equity initiative and affinity groups to try to learn more about what we can do as an organization to try to help understand and help with this issue in our community.
The Shelter Association was established back in 1982. It's been nearly 40 years now. How would you assess progress on addressing homelessness and the issues of race that are associated with it?
It starts with a commitment to understanding what the people that we serve are going through. I mean, that is really at the heart of everything that we do. You have to understand what their experiences are and what their needs are, and really in a meaningful way, bring our guests to the table around discussing what we need to be doing differently, what changes we need to make, and how we can improve as an organization. And I think that is really where we've prided ourselves as an organization in terms of just engaging the community and really engaging our guests in a manner where they're a part of creating our programs.
So we're better today than we were then, and there is still work to be done. Fair assessment?
I would say there's still a ton of work to be done, yes. I mean, especially in light of national awareness being built around systemic racism recently, I think as we've engaged in these conversations with our guests, we've learned that there's still a ton of work to be done, as we already knew, but there just continues to be a lot of work to be done, yeah.
Once again, this is WEMU in our Washtenaw United Conversation with Dan Kelly Continues. He's Executive Director of the Shelter Association of Washtenaw County. And I'd like to go back into kind of the economics of all of this and explore the impact on the association through the pandemic. What has been the budget impact? You talked about all of the safety protocols that have put in place, the hiring of new people. Obviously, doing business has become significantly more expensive, right?
Yes. We've seen a very significant uptick in our budget over the last several months. Our board and our organization has been committed to basically writing a blank check in terms of just saying we need to meet the need first and foremost, and then obviously ask the community for support, as we always do. And Washtenaw community has an incredible charitable mindset, and we're very appreciative of all the support. But we have seen a huge increase over the last, 6 months now, an increase of over $250,000. Dollars in expenditures over normal budgetary years, actually closer to 300 now, actually.
And again, that could go up even further during the course of the winter. Was there additional funding made available to you through the CARES Act at all?
Yes, we were very fortunate enough to receive some CARES Act funding. We've been partnering with Washtenaw County and been very fortunate that some of that funding has been made available for increasing our operations and also allowing us to continue to shelter in place the most vulnerable people in our community, and everybody too, but specifically those most vulnerable who we've been housing at a local hotel. And those are folks that have significant health conditions that put them at increased risk of COVID-19.
Does financial stability for the association moving forward in part depend on a second round of federal COVID-19 relief funding, whatever amount that may bring in for you?
I would say yes, or continued support from the community. Very
much
in
need
of,
than or, I assume.
Yeah, I guess and, yeah. Good point.
Has the pandemic forced a reevaluation of how to prepare and what it means to be prepared? I mean, this could happen again, of course.
Yes, and I recall we had the first case in Michigan in early March, and the Public Health Department and Packard Health, who operates out of our building, we met with them when the pandemic first started hitting Michigan. And I actually remember the day we changed our health and safety procedures and really turned them on our heads and had to completely change the way we do our operations. That was Friday, March 13th. And on that day, we already started some procedures before that, but really ramped up our health and screening safety protocols, finalized our COVID action plan, response plan that we've been ever evolving ever since. And since the beginning of the pandemic, we've done over 35,000 health screenings. And we, as you mentioned, we continue to reduce occupancy. However, don't reduce services, so because we have a commitment to not doing that. So it creates a challenge in terms of how do you do that? How do you reduce the occupancy for that moment, but also still continue to serve people? So changing the way that you do meals, changing the way that people access the building to get their mail or take a shower or and stay in the shelter. Everything has been changed. It's been a huge undertaking, and it continues. We're always learning more as we enter the fall and the winter with people indoors more. We're going to have to continue to be hyper-diligent and make changes to our health and safety protocols so we can continue to keep everybody safe. It's just the number one priority, especially for obvious reasons, but especially considering the vulnerability of the population we're serving has drastically increased over the last couple of years. 80% of our clients now have a disability of some kind, and many of them are at increased risk for severe COVID infection.
Most assuredly, Evolution will continue and will follow along, and we will check back in. I would like to thank you for the work that you and all associated with the Shelter Association do, and thank you for the time today, Dan.
No, thank you for your time. Really appreciate you spotlighting this issue.
That is Dan Kelly, Executive Director of the Shelter Association of Washtenaw County, and our guest on Washtenaw United. Washtenaw United is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County and is heard every Monday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.